Well, actually, it's really nice to see both of you smiling and being, you know, very friendly.
This is how we normally are. Yeah, I love her.
Congratulations.
I love her. Thank you.
It's very intense.
It is intense, isn't it?
But good intense.
Yeah.
The best kind of intense.
Yeah. Oh, I have a backpack like that. But it says Vida.
Oh, yeah, we got Vida backpacks.
Well, yeah.
It's a good backpack.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's backpacks.
I know, right?
Taxi.
Is that a squirrel?
So when you get this part and you read about these characters, what was the first thing that came into your mind?
Oh man, I mean this show is everything that I hoped I would get to be a part of. And I felt like if I worked hard and if I worked my way up, one day maybe this would happen. And I can't believe that this being my first TV show, that I get to be a part of this. I remember when it was announced, I was so excited that this show was happening. And I don't know what, I just never really thought that I would get to be one of the leads on the show. And then, meeting Tania Saracho and getting to work with her, then being with Melissa, then, you know, everybody. It's like every single moment, it just gets more exciting. So that was a big part of, like, you know, just wanting to be a part of it.
Yeah. It's exciting. I'm a sucker for good writing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get that, you're like, oh, I have to be a part of this.
And
then the characters, I immediately identified with Lynn. Like, I could see myself playing Lynn. And when you're reading something and you see yourself, I imagine, you know, whatever I'm reading, I can, like, see it in my mind. And when I can see myself in a character, I get so excited and so intense. And I'm like, I have to. And I pray. And I put the candles. And I'm like, please. And
those candles.
I'll get to the candles.
Okay,
give
me the candles.
But it was just a gift. And for me, it's also my first job in the United States. So I feel like we're very spoiled.
Yeah.
We've become very spoiled because we get the best of everything. We get the best showrunner, we get the best writers, we get the best characters to give life to.
Yeah.
And what better than to be on a female-led show with these and the Latinx characters.
And being on a set where you can tell there was just this energy where every single person was excited to be there and every single person was putting their heart into it. You can't fake that. You can't replicate that. And that was just a big, 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 big part of why I think we're able to do what we needed to do.
Yeah. It's, I'm going to stop talking because we can keep
going.
Yeah,
yeah, just give us a question.
Going, yeah, forever, but you have questions, yeah.
With your characters, they're so strong and complex with faults. How was it reading the script and then trying to bring that out? Because it does show a lot of emotion and a lot of pain in very much, the first three scenes is very much showing that.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard and how difficult was it to play the characters in those moments?
It's hard and it's scary. It's scary when you read that and you realize that you're not only unveiling what's inside of these women, but also what's inside of you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's when the performances are the most truthful, when you are willing to also bare yourself and connect with that pain that they are feeling. And that's when it goes through the screen and to the person that's watching, and that's why they can relate to you. So it was scary to go to some of these places.
100%. Because as actors, we're kind of tasked with actually not lying but telling the truth, and that's always the scary thing, because that's when it becomes interesting to watch, and that's when you really feel connected. Because, you know, I love what we get to do, because get to reflect the times and the society back on itself. And, you know, I remember listening to a song or, you know, a painting or watching a movie and all of a sudden being like, oh, wow, I'm not the only person that feels that. Like, someone actually made a story about that, or reading a book. And I think that that's, like, a big part of, you know, bringing these characters to life is really coming at it with as much authenticity and as much honesty as possible. And it makes it a little difficult to watch because sometimes you're just like, oh yeah, that's that. Oof.
Yeah. And you are right, they are complex and they are very flawed, but I think that's the magic of this show, is that all of the characters are flawed.
Mm-hmm.
And these two sisters are very broken, and I think we, as human beings, we all are. Like, no one's perfect, and this show isn't a female heroine that you're rooting for that's perfect and that's like, I don't know, like virginal. And, you know, these women are, they have agency, and they have agency over their bodies, and they are open, and they are messy. And
they're struggling and they're trying, but they're both actually kind of trying the best that they can with what they've been given.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks for a lot of us, you know?
I mean, that's one of the things about watching some of the scenes, because in one scene you want to kill you,
mm-hmm.
your character, and then in the next one you really want to kill her.
Yeah. You're like, oh wait, now I know why she's like that.
Yeah.
And then you start seeing what
they
what,
are related.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. And you start seeing, like, you know, throughout the season, you start unpacking. Oh, this is what makes that person, and you start understanding.
Yeah.
Like, oh wow, okay, I get that. I get that. It's not just like, oh, she's like flaky and she's icy, or she's like, because we're not like that.
Yeah.
We're these three-dimensional beings.
And what made them be that way?
Yeah.
What pain are they hiding that they have to resort to going for the fiance of a pregnant woman?
Yeah.
Or
like hide behind a wall and create these walls. Like, where what leads that point?
Yeah.
And I think it's also what's so amazing about that final scene in episode one is that you really see these little girls and these women, and it's all about what led this to this and everything in between that's in there. Like, that's what that scene is about. It's about everything that's in there, and then it brings you into the series.
I have goosebumps even in my face. I'm like, I can feel like my whole body is like, oh my god. But yeah, it's so true, like the purity of what they're watching on TV
them.
And then like, how, what the hell happened,
like, what
to them,
happened
that
to them?
At this point? And that's the beauty of the show. That's what you find out. It's a character driven show. Not much happens, like, time-wise. I think it all happens
in
a matter
of...
but, like, it's all about relationships and how they deal with each other and how they are trying
transform.
To find their own place inside their family and in the community.
And we talked with Tanya earlier, and we talked about that we all have secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely these two sisters have a lot of secrets.
Yeah. Because they go around wearing masks.
Yep.
Like Michelle says, they've created these personas that that's what they present to the world, both of them.
Yeah.
And that's their shield. And they start like
cracking and like falling apart.
Yeah.
And they're like desperately trying to hold on to those pieces, and they're like, no, this has been working for me. But, you know, and it's, I think, also in, like, at a time where it's supposed to happen, like, in your mid to late 20s is, like, when you really start becoming more self-aware and moving into, like, this adulthood. And, you know, hopefully maturing and growing. We don't all do it, but we try.
Yeah.
Hopefully they will.
Yeah. But I think that's why it's so important that they came home. And then that's why their mom had to die, because that was the only way
that
they were
going to
come back home and reunite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they haven't seen each other at the beginning of episode one. They haven't seen each other for years. And they don't talk. And in a way, Vidalia dying is her last act of love to bring us together.
Totally.
Oh my god, I'm so good.
I know.
I'm so poetic. I just came
that
up with that.
That was good.
Off the top of my head.
That was good.
Guys.
Write that.
Write that.
Write that.
Yeah.
No, but it is true. Like, it is, because, you know, we rarely see Vidalia. We catch glimpses of her, but we see the effects of Vidalia on three very different lives, and then also the neighborhood and the bar, what that signifies and what Vidalia did. And our parents aren't perfect, you know? And we, like, hold them to this high esteem, and somehow their imperfections actually are meant to push us and to grow and to become better people. So, you know, there are these challenges that kind of present themselves, and I think that's where we find Emma and Lynn at the beginning of this, like, you know, the beginning of that journey.
Well, I love how Lynn's character likes to go to the
curandero. Yeah, yeah, right. The
señora. You know what? Lynn is trying to find herself through spirituality, and Doña Lupe is that for her. Lynn has lived her life basically giving off the image that she's cruising. You know, everything is fine. I'm just chilling. There's no worries. I don't have to work because I have a rich boyfriend that I can live off of. And I have, like, these passion projects that I never finish. But she's fine. She appears to be fine. But she's actually, like, drifting. And she's desperate to have, like, something to hold on to. And she comes home and she thinks maybe that Emma is going to be that person now that she doesn't have her mom, and it's not working out. So she has to, like, find this other means of how do I find myself in this place where it's not familiar to me anymore, and I feel like I don't belong. And Lupe is that for her. She's, like, trying, even though she's like, look in your cards again, please. Like, she doesn't know how it works, but she's trying. She's trying. And I feel like that's important for all people that have, like, dual heritage.
Yeah.
That sometimes don't feel like they're enough of that or enough of this. They just feel like they're in limbo and, like, they're not really sure of who they are. And that's what these 100% girls are.
100%. Yeah. I mean, and it's, like, that idea of being Mexican-American or, you know, fill-in-the-blank American, not being able to feel completely comfortable and at home in the country that maybe your parents came from, but then being in the United States and being told that maybe you don't belong here as well. And then, like, what does that mean? Like, I'm Mexican-American, but really also it makes it all that much more important for your neighborhood, because essentially that's where you belong and your family, and that to be something that's really powerful, and that being okay, being like, maybe this is right here, this little room is where I belong, and that's okay, you know, and this is where I feel safe.
And Michelle, for your character, the one thing I really liked is the fact that the little girl falls.
Yeah,
we all know who that little girl is at the end. We're not gonna say it because it's on audio. Don't spoil it. But the one thing I liked is the fact that it's kind of like you see the strength of you to be the leader.
Yeah.
Or the faults that the mom did. But with the little girl representing the fact of you trying to get you to wake up to see what your role needs to be.
Yeah.
When you saw that, was it something that was like, because that's something you really don't see in film, television. I've never seen that in film and television. Mm. But we've experienced it in real life. What was it like to be able to really develop and to play with that, to really work with?
Yeah, it was a really great device that was used, and that we weren't even, while we were shooting, 100% sure it was going to work. We shot it, and Tanya's like, well, you know, if we can figure it out in the edit, and I really love the way that it worked. I mean, on set, I was like, this is totally going to work, because this feels, like, so right. But, you know, with Emma is in the rational world. You know, she's going to balance the checkbook, she's going to, you know, meet with the person, and it's all numbers and everything that she can control. Like, 1 + 1 = 2, and that is a good space for me to live in. But part of our culture is the spirituality of it, is the magic, the belief of that, and also the belief of the embracing of death as something that is a transition and that is a part of who we are, because we actually die in our lives. Like, we were watching the girls' personas and their shields die, you know, throughout that. And if we're living life right, we're kind of rebirthing many times. And I think with Lynn really going to Doña Lupe and that being her spirituality and Emma completely shutting that off, you have the little girl showing up and being like, this is a part of you. This, and if you decide to shut it off, you can't, because it's there. You know, and that, I think, is just a really beautiful, beautiful representation about that. And I was just so excited to see that, that, like you're saying, it's, you don't really see that. And to see that the writers and Tanya really put that in there.
And it's a beautiful way to say, like, you can't escape where you come from and who you are.
Because
these girls have constantly been trying to escape their neighborhood and their roots and their culture, and they can't. because that's who you are, and that's where they come to find themselves again.
Home never leaves you. Yeah. Really, it's in there.
Yeah.
So you guys have already filmed 6 episodes, and we're hoping that you guys come back for more.
Oh,
yes.
Please. You hear that, Doña Lupe?
Please.
Doña Lupe, we get, get the candles out.
Brown baby Jesus, please.
Brown baby Jesus, give us season 2.
How do you guys, happens to your characters? Like, how do you want their story to kind of unfold?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, we haven't been asked that. I have so many things that I want Lynn to do because I feel like she could do anything. She's very unpredictable.
Yeah.
But I would like to see her try to move on from Johnny and see what's going on, what happens
see
if
what
she
happens.
And if that thing, that magnet that they have between them keeps coming back, or if she's finally going to be respectful and be like, you know what, you do you and I'll try to do me.
Yeah, I think I would love to see Emma allow herself to be loved even a little bit. Just a little bit, you know, and really, like, you know, whether it's from her sister or from Eddie, you know, she's actually surrounded with a bunch of people that want to love her, and she just cannot accept that. And I would like to see what happens if she just kind of cracks that open a little bit and maybe allows herself to be loved and to be seen.
You know what would be awesome? A trip to Mexico.
I know. We also really are
trying.
Well, we're trying to get a musical,
yeah.
And then we're trying to get a road trip.
Yes.
So probably be Jesus. You hear all that?
Even if it's TJ.
Yeah. It's TJ.
It's fine. Yeah. We can dream. We can dream. But like, please, Tanya.
But Tanya. But yeah, we would like a road trip more than anything. See what happens.
Yeah.
How are Emma and Link and Eddie
going
to do
that,
a road
stuck
trip?
In a car.
And the little
awesome.
Girl.
And
I
would
know.
Love to see more of Emma and Link together.
Yeah.
I feel like they have like really good scenes during these first 6 episodes together, but it's like sporadic. I would love to see.
And
I want
to
work with you more.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah.
Baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Everything.
I don't want to do any spoilers, but there's that scene in the last episode that I just...
The last one?
Yeah.
That was a really tough scene. You were so incredibly supportive during that one, because that was really... It was like again and again and again and again, and I could not have done that scene without Melissa there. Like, I don't know any other actor that I would have really felt so safe to really just... Because it was like, it required really just going there and doing takes, da, 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 not getting in, and then like... But, yeah, I mean, I actually can attribute a lot of that scene to
this one. Are you kidding me?
No, support is a big
amazing.
Thing.
Yeah, it is a big thing.
It is a huge thing, because you're, like, there, and you're, like, embarrassed, and you're like, oh, God.
We were very lucky to have each other and to have all the cast, because everyone is fantastic, and we were all on this journey together, and we were all excited, and it was all very close to all of our hearts. So you could see the love to tell these stories from everyone.
Yeah.
And I think we're all on the same exciting boat of this is our first
show.
So that was also something good to share with everyone.
Yeah.
Let's take a road trip. Thank you so much.
Thanks
thank
guys
you
for
so
being
much.
Here. Thank you. We're really
thank you. Can I keep this?
Yeah. Oh, this one's got... Because we had, like, we had a duct tape on our trailers. So maybe we can get that. So maybe...